It's time to meet Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right, welcome aboard. 740 Ocean 100. School buses are rolling right now, so let's pay attention for the flashing lights. Crossing guards are out and about too, doing their thing. As we get into our Interesting Islanders segment, I'm fired up for this one. I really am. And really, it's just a great way to have some of our friends on the radio is really just what it boils down to. Cowboy Mike Hughes is here with us today. Mister, how you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me in today. It's a busy day today, and I'm glad to start it off with you guys.
Hey, we're more than happy to have you in here anytime, my friend. We're going to learn a little bit about you. Peel back a few layers. We might get to talk about wrestling. I mean, if you ask them, if you ask these guys over here, they know that I've been kind of a little amped up for this visit. So we got some stuff to talk about.
We can talk some wrestling, that's right, for sure.
I like it.
One or two wrestling stories.
Yes, Mike, let's begin, well, like at the start. Of course, I've had the great pleasure of knowing you since we were kids. Tell folks where you're from.
I grew up on the Stratford Road in Stratford. So yeah, Jill and I, we've been friends since we were in like kindergarten, I think, right through all the grade schools and into high school. So yeah, I grew up around the Stratford Road. It was a great place to grow up. A lot of sports being played and playing in the marsh and the water over there and stuff. So yeah,
it was Sam's store
down by the corner. Yeah. Collect as many bottles as you could, go off and get as much candy as you could. Yeah. It was
You transition from little Mike Hughes to the giant that you are today? When that, I mean, obviously puberty probably, but
well, it's funny. I was a small kid growing up. My everybody else in my family was huge, and I was small. I didn't take my growth spurt really until summer grade 10 going into grade 11. I went from about 5'9" to 6'3" in one summer. And every joint, every ligament, in my body hurt that summer because it was such a quick growth spurt. And, my mother's 6 feet tall, my dad's 6'3", and my brother was 6'2", 225 pounds in grade six with a beard. So I was...
intimidating coming at you on the playground.
I thought I was adopted for the longest time because I was this tiny little kid, So it was funny. I always wanted to be big.
Right.
And I never thought I was big enough. And even when I was big, I never thought that I was big.
I remember you, I would never think that you were small. Like, I've always had the memory that you were big. I also remember at that same time, I have to do this for Brody Coffin. That was perhaps when the fanny pack came. Was it? During that gross part?
No, so the fanny pack came in probably around 1990, about 1990. And I've been rocking the fanny pack, have it on today.
That's a wrestler man. That's a wrestler thing. You see pictures of wrestlers, and they got fanny packs.
Fanny packs are the greatest thing in the world because when you're traveling every day, you keep your passport in there, your wallet in there. If you have any medications, everything, you keep it right on you when you need it.
Yeah.
And especially when you're on an airplane, you want to have all the essentials on you.
Right.
Mike knows I said that with great respect.
I don't take it. Nobody can make fun of a fanny pack as far as I'm concerned. Because like I said, they're the greatest invention ever.
Wrestlers don't have time for pockets, Jill.
Yeah.
Wrestlers don't have time for pockets.
Pockets are for suckers.
I know. Can I ask one other question? So obviously we went to school, you did this, you have education and training. When did you decide I'm going to become a wrestler?
So I was playing basketball, and the whole goal was I was a good high school basketball player. I played provincial basketball, played at the national level for nationals and stuff. And the plan was I was recruited by 13 different schools to play basketball. So at the end of Canada Games, I had actually blew out my knee. I had torn my meniscus, had an MCL tear and a partial ACL tear. So I had to recover from that, and I get into lifting weights pretty heavily after that, because I couldn't do anything running or jumping wise. And I just started to get bigger. And then I realized that as I got bigger, basketball was out of the question. And then I stayed at UPEI. I did 3 years at UPEI. And then I decided this isn't for me. And I took a year off to work. And as I took a year off to work, while working out, I met with Glenn Kolka, who used to play in the CFL.
Yeah.
And he was being recruited by the WWE at the time, and he was at the Atlantic Fitness Center. And I just walked in one day, and He's a 6'3", 320-pound guy, solid muscle. He's not from PEI. He sticks out. So I just struck up a conversation with him, and he was hung over from being at Myron's the night before. So
many times I did that too.
So he didn't want to. He was working out with actually Edge and Christian, who were in the developmental process.
I know who they are. You guys don't.
And he didn't want to change the weights because he was so much bigger. And at that time, I was probably 270, 275 pounds. And he just said, "Hey, do you want to work out together?" And I said, "Yeah, sure." So we struck up a conversation, and he said, "You know, you should probably get into wrestling." He goes, "That's what we're doing here, and I think you should do it." He says, "You have a lot of charisma. You're witty." He goes, "And you're a big guy." And I said, you think I'm big enough?" Because again, I always thought I was never big enough, right? And he said, "No, I think you are." He goes, "I think you should. I'll give you a phone number for Emile Dupre, who ran Grand Prix Wrestling at the time." And he said, "I want you to," at that time, no email. So he said, "I want you to write a letter and take a picture and put the picture in with the letter."
Old school. Old school.
And mail it to Emile Dupre. So I did. And he seen the picture, and he was like, "Yeah, I'll train you." So, yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool way to get started. We have lots more to chat about, though. Cowboy Mike Hughes is our interesting Islander today. More coming up next.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Safe to use while operating machinery.
So, you want all the benefits of an SUV, but
it's just their way of saying thank you to all Islanders for your years of support. Here's to many more years to come.
It's Friday, and it's going to be sunny. Wind gusting to 40 this morning and a high of 12. Tonight is clear. Wind will become lighter this evening. Some fog patches overnight, a low of 0.7 along parts of the coast tonight. And tomorrow is sunshine. Wind gusting to 40 near noon and a high of 17. Right now it's 3 in Summerside, 9 in Montague, 6 here in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
And Darcy's trivia for Robin's Donuts still on the go. This non-gourd, not a gourd, this non-gourd vegetable was thought to have supernatural powers on Halloween. What is it? 902-368-1720. Text me with your answer. We will have your answer coming up after 8, plus the draw for the $100 Robin's gift card.
A smorgasbord. I can't stop it.
Okay, I know. Sorry. I know. REO Speedwagon.
Heard it from a friend who. Heard it from a friend who. Heard it from another. You've been messing around. From a friend who heard it from another, you've been messing around.
REO Speedwagon, take it on the run. It is Ocean 100, 754. Good morning. Interesting Islander Friday for Ken Mack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Cowboy Mike Hughes is here with us today. And I mean, just really quickly, you do have a show tonight, right?
We do have a show tonight at the Eastlink Center. It starts at 7 o'clock. Tickets are on sale now. Advance tickets till noon, and you can get tickets at the gate as well. Tickets are on sale at the Factory, Hunter's, Finley's, and Totally Taco in Montague. They're $20 until noon, and then they'll be $25 at the gate. We have a huge card tonight. Chris Cook versus Chris Charters for the heavyweight title. We also have Bradford Montague versus Ethan Knight for the light heavyweight title. It's just a huge action-packed card tonight.
So. And it's always a good time. Family-friendly. Bring the kids. 7 o'clock, Eastlink Center. I can never sing your praises enough for the product that you've been bringing to Islanders for many years now. How long has Red Rock Wrestling been going?
This is 15 years this year.
Holy smokes.
This is 15 years. We're going to have our 15-year anniversary show later on this year before the year's over.
Love it.
And it's been a wild ride. You know, it's been a very impactful promotion. We've been able to do a lot of things to help our community and to do a lot of charity work. So it's been more than wrestling. It's been more than entertaining. We've kind of integrated ourselves into the culture and the fabric of PEI. So yeah, it's been really amazing 15 years.
And we'll chat a little more about the charitable stuff coming up very shortly here, but we got a couple more things to unpack first.
Do we?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah? All right. I'm going to ask Mike some questions, if I can. Quickly, you've been all over the world, really, with wrestling and had so many opportunities. We don't have enough time to talk about them. But can you just, if you close your eyes, think of one moment that you're like, I can't believe this is my life right now. I'm here in this particular venue or with these folks. What was it?
There's been some amazing venues. Like I got to wrestle at the Tokyo Dome, which was amazing. Whoa. For and Sumo Hall in Japan.
Okay.
For New Japan Pro Wrestling. And those are some of the biggest venues in the world. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, sellouts at Roberto Clemente Stadium in Puerto Rico were just amazing. And lately, Royal Albert Hall in England just closed down, and I got to wrestle there and in Croydon. So I've got to be able to be part of these iconic buildings and do them with such big promotions, like sellout field. There's been a lot of times, you know, I did the Olympic Stadium in Korea. You know, there's been so many amazing moments. We did 110,000 people in India.
I was going to say, that's a big show, too.
Which was just absolutely, to be in the middle of a ring that's 18 feet by 18 feet, and there's just you and one other guy and 100,000 people at a cricket stadium, like just looking down, and you're the absolute focus of all these people. And in my case, the focus of their hatred at that time. So.
The bad guys make money too, Mike.
Yeah, it's fun being bad.
We're going to go to our celebration calendar, shall we?
Yeah, no. Birthdays.
Listening to Darcy explain wrestling is the dance, the art of the dance. That was the highlight of my morning here.
I hope it should be.
I want everyone to hear that.
Listen, I have knowledge beyond.
I know.
Happy birthday to Jeff Spencer in Kensington. Hope it's a great day. On Sunday, Nolan Cameron celebrating a second birthday. Love Nanny, Dana, and PP. Morgan Redmond in Lake Verd is 23. Jaden Glantz celebrating tomorrow, 22nd, for Mom, Dad, Ethan, Bella, and Gerald. Cohen is 15 for Mom, Dad, Abel, Archie, and Grammy. Crystal Watson is 17 for Mom, Dad, Melanie, and Ainsley. And Heidi Rennie and Michael Callahan from Kaskumpek are tying the knot today. So, Hey, congratulations to you guys.
Happy birthday to Kim Carter. Love Patrick and the girls. Heather Ching celebrating, turning a 42. At Down to Earth Child Care, that's from Ashley, Ruthie, Harrison, and Sully, their Basin Head. And Catherine McLennan, happy birthday, Catherine, in Albury Plains, that's from friends and family.
And I am losing my place right now. Scott, where are we?
Paul Wombolt in Charlottetown is turning 22.
Okay, will you keep going? Because there's one I forgot today. All right, and
Bruins
I need to
fan
find it.
Sawyer Trainer. Love from Dad, Mom, Janelle, Juliet, Alana, Opa, Oma, Anthony, Benny the Dog, and Kevin the Cat in Stratford. Sawyer turning 18. Callan Dawson in Fort Augustus is 3. Juanita Corrigan from Corrigan Stove Center. That's from family and friends. Brenda Shaw in Canoe Cove. Happy 74th to you. And Billy Coakley in Plymouth, Massachusetts. The big 5-0. Love from all your PEI family.
And I know. I apologize, but I knew I got one in last night and I couldn't forget it. I have to say a big happy 65th birthday to Billy Perry from Georgetown. Happy 65th, Billy Perry. Perry.
Happy birthday.
All right. Thanks, guys.
So Billy's the one that derailed all that.
Billy, it's your fault.
Okay.
Happy 65th.
All right. Happy birthday. Let's give away a couple of bridge passes. Kyle Dawson, Sandra Acorn. Hey, congratulations to you. We'll get those bridge passes in the mail. Scott has the news coming up next. More with Mike Hughes as well.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to Ocean 100.
A little windy and a high of 17. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
All right. Thanks very much, Scott. It's 8:07 at Ocean 100. Some of those buses still out there doing their thing, so be mindful of the flashing lights. Why don't we tidy up trivia?
All right.
And
give
I'd
away
love that.
And give away a $100 gift card, okay? Today's question. This non-gourd vegetable was thought to have supernatural powers on Halloween. What is it? What is it? Any ideas, guys? What?
No.
I've had literally every single possible vegetable thrown at me this morning.
Turnip.
Not parsnips. A turnip. Fun fact about turnip, though. Prior to carving pumpkins, mm-hmm. people used to carve turnips.
And they were terrifying.
Fun fact about turnip.
Fun fact about
terrifying.
Turnip.
Don't hear What's
that
the answer,
No, you don't. You don't
What's
hear that
the
every day. The answer is cabbage. Cabbage had supernatural powers on Halloween, but only on Halloween.
That's a letdown.
The rest of the year, it's just good in a cabbage roll or a salad.
Oh, my goodness.
Or something.
I was hoping for more, actually. I was hoping it was... A better vegetable, Darce.
Okay. Well, congratulations to Sherry King, our winner this week. I'm going to send you a text message. You got yourself a $100 gift card coming your way. More with Mike Hughes coming up next.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott for Home Hardware, Charlottetown, and Kinloch.
Walking on Sunshine. That's my theme song today. Katrina and the Waves. Just bring someone in and let me talk wrestling to them for an hour straight. You know, that'll make my morning. Cowboy Mike Hughes is here with us. One of our good friends. I've known Mike for years and years and years. We've worked out together as well, believe it or not. Yeah,
that's true.
A time or two. I know, eh? It's worked well for one of us. the not me one of us.
One worked a little harder.
Yeah, one worked a little harder. Again, wrestling. Let's go back to it. And we'll chat about something else here in a minute. But we were just talking about, like, in the world of wrestling, there's good guys and bad guys, right? Here in North America, you know, when you're a bad guy, the most that people will do is, like, yell at you, right? You know, maybe they'll post something bad on your wall. Ooh, right? But when you get to these other countries, it's way different when you're a bad guy. Like Puerto Rico, for example.
Puerto Rico is legendary for its, rabid fans.
Yes.
Like it's legendary. They're so passionate. They really are incredible fans, and they're out there supporting you. But when I was always brought in most of these international countries as the bad guy.
Right.
You know, there's always that big villain, the bad guy who comes in to, beat up their national hero, their local guy. So I would come in, and that would be my job, would be to come in, beat up the hero, and then leave him lying. And then later on, he would, get his comeuppance against me later on. But the fans would be so passionate. In Puerto Rico, they'd throw spark plugs at you. And when you have a 10,000, 30,000 seat arena that's full, and you have a percentage of them coming out, we used to come out on the baseball stadiums, and everybody would tell me when I first got there, don't turn around to the crowd till you get to either the first baseline or the third baseline, because you're going to get hit with something. And sure enough, don't tell me what to do, so I walk out the first night, and I get hit with batteries, spark plugs, rocks. They used to urinate in the plastic cups and put a rock in it and fold it over, throw that at you. You never knew what you were going to get hit with.
And you spent 2 years there?
2 years.
Two years.
Loved every minute of it. Would have to fight my way out of the building at the end of the night. I wrestled as Hangman Hughes down there, and I had a weighted noose that I would carry to the ring.
Oh,
and,
great.
And would have to fight my way to the van every night. And I absolutely loved it. Like, it was a different time in my life where I was young and,
for sure,
bulletproof as far as I was concerned. And almost tested that theory a couple times in Puerto Rico because, there was a couple nights we got shot at, So it was just a wild time. It's funny. There was one night I was actually talking to my mother on the phone, and somebody recognized me and actually took a shot at me, and I had to lie down on the payphone because I didn't have my cell phone at the time. I was like, "Mom, be quiet. Mom, be quiet." I have to lie down.
All for $207 a week.
Poor Mary. I'm sure that there's been some years that your mom has been, or has she always just been like, you do your thing, Mike?
Well, a little of both, I think as much she'd always worry about me, but, she's often also said about me, I could drop you off anywhere in the world and I wouldn't worry about you getting back. So,
okay. I have to ask this though, because obviously you've just told us some pretty crazy stories when you were the bad guy, but you're here now in PEI, it's your home again, and you are not known as the bad guy. You're known as the good guy.
Absolutely.
For a lot of reasons, in the ring and in our communities, and you do a lot of good. So it must feel good to be the good guy. And tell us about some of those connections and their importance for you.
It feels great to be here to inspire young Islanders that they can achieve their dreams too. When I started to get into pro wrestling, I'll be honest, everybody laughed at me. You're going to be a pro wrestler. There's a million people that are hockey players. I shouldn't say a million. There's a lot of people that have gone on to the NHL.
Traditional sports.
Yeah, traditional sports and stuff. But to be able to inspire young Islanders to be able to chase their dreams no matter what it is has been a big thing for me. And when we started Red Rock Wrestling, the reason I came home and started Red Rock Wrestling is because I wanted to have a wrestling promotion that not only could we, everything would be done like a family oriented show, but I also wanted to give back to the community. So a big part of what we did was to be able to raise funds and raise awareness for different causes that go on in the community. We've partnered with Canadian Cancer Society, the MS Society, Children's Wish for years, which is now Make-A-Wish, which is our charity for choice, Island Hospice. The list goes on, and I'm sorry, I can't remember everything. I got hit in the head quite a bit over the last 25 years. So
I don't have an excuse.
Memory isn't the greatest, but that's a big part. And when you see the interaction with these kids and the influence that you have on them, mm-hmm. it makes you want to be a better person as well when you know you have that much influence on the youth of PEI. And I've always had time, you know, to me, I've had some incredible experiences where it just blows my mind that I've had that much influence on people. I've been asked to go to the palliative care center for people when they've taken their last breath. I've been asked to go to children's, like the IWK in Halifax, to see kids. I've been to the Janeway Center in Newfoundland, and it just blows my mind that these children and these families think that much of me to give me that honor and that privilege for such a huge thing. Like sometimes I can't even grasp it, but that's the kind of stuff that motivates me to continue putting on Red Rock Wrestling shows, to be involved with charities, and to advocate for all these causes, because you see the influence that this has. And, you know, now it's kind of funny, getting older. I met this young fellow who was probably 20 years old, and he said, "You're Cowboy Mike Hughes." And I said, "Yeah." He goes, "I've been watching you ever since I was like 6 years old." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Okay, shut up, kid." You're making me feel old now, okay? But I don't realize how long we've been doing it and the influence that, right. that we've had, you know, and the impact we've had on the island. Yeah. So sometimes it just blows my mind.
Yeah. I had, after I moved home, after my husband passed away, you were wrestling at the Stratford Town gym, and I'd never seen anything like that. And people said, "Oh no, you gotta go check it out." And I remember just sitting watching, and the crowd was wild. There was kids running everywhere, people paying for your signed autograph. And like, I knew you as the guy I went to school with for all those years. So it was just this moment like, oh my goodness, this is crazy. But the kids they just loved it. And I could see that, like, you love them, like you had time for them, and you still do. So it's pretty special, Mike.
Absolutely. I always have time or make time, you know, as an entertainer or pro wrestler, an athlete, you are absolutely nothing without the fans that mm-hmm. support you. And to me, that's always been a big thing. If somebody can spend their hard earned money, if somebody can take their time to invest in me for what I love to do, then the least I can do is invest time when they need me or want to talk to me or even need some help, some advice with anything. So if I can inspire kids and adults, you know, that's the least I can do for the support I've had. There's very few people that get to live their dreams. And I've been very fortunate that I've been able to live my childhood dreams. I've been able to meet my heroes. My heroes are now my peers, and there's very few people that get that opportunity, and that opportunity doesn't happen without the support of your fans and your family and your friends. So if there's anything I can do to give back to my community or to anybody, that's the very least I can do for what's been given to me.
Awesome. All right. Well, we'll wrap things up with Cowboy Mike Hughes coming up next.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Not to be used as a personal flotation device.
Monopoly Double Play is back at McDonald's, and it's easy to get into the win.
Life depends on it. This message for PEI Cannabis and paid for by the government of PEI.
Sunshine today, a little wind and a high of 12. Tonight is clear. Wind will become lighter this evening. Some fog overnight, a low of 0, except 7 along parts of the coast. And tomorrow, sunshine, a little windy again and a high of 17. Right now, it's 2 in Summerside, 9 in Montague, 5 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
And just a reminder, your pump-up song after 3 o'clock today, I Want to Dance with Somebody, Whitney Houston.
There you go.
After 3 o'clock today, I want to dance with somebody. Be listening for that and get ready to text Gerard Pump Up after you hear it for a chance to win a heat pump from Greenfoot Energy Solutions.
Lost inside this angel town. Lost like I could not be found.
That's Amanda Marshall, Fall from Grace, Ocean 100. Stay with us after 8:30. You will hear your Norton's text to win sound effect. And we will have another winner of the 50 gifts in 50 days. Celebrating the 50th anniversary of Norton's Jewelers. Coming up after 8:30.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
It has been an absolute pleasure to have Cowboy Mike Hughes in here with us. Welcome back anytime, sir. Just come on in. You know, there's very few people that get that invitation. That puts you right up there with Vance Cameron in my books, right? So that's pretty huge.
That is huge.
That is pretty huge. You got a big show tonight. Tell me what it's like working with younger wrestlers and passing along everything that you learned from the greats.
You know what? It's a real pleasure of mine. I actually at one point had 5 different wrestling schools. I had one in Moncton, one in Halifax. I had one on PEI. But over the years, and it's been one of my biggest pleasures now, and even before the show is now, any of the younger wrestlers that want to get in, I usually run a seminar before every show. And to be able to pass on, one of the biggest things that's missing in wrestling today is a lot of guys all got out at once.
Right.
Like a lot. And so there wasn't those guys to pass the torch on. So that's another big thing about Red Rock Wrestling. And it's a reason why we get the high caliber talent that we do. We get the best wrestlers in the country because they want to come in and learn from me in these seminars. So that's been a great thing. And we get messages from all over the world, England, Mexico, Puerto Rico, people that want to come in to wrestle for Red Rock Wrestling. One, because the shows have been so fantastic. Mm-hmm. Our crowds are so hot, but also two, so that they can learn before the shows and after the shows. It's to pass that torch is amazing. I got to learn from some of the best. When I first broke in, you know, my mentor was the Cuban Assassin. So
pretty cool in itself.
Yeah. To spend a summer living in a cottage with the Cuban Assassin on Parley Beach, every night the Cuban would take out a mattress and teach me a different move, a different hold. And then to be on the road with the Beast and Leo Burke. And Leo Burke just passed away. And one of the absolute greatest wrestlers in the world of all time. And you've seen the homages paid by Bret Hart, you know, mm-hmm. right through yeah. the line. So for me to be able to learn from these guys, and they did it for nothing. Right. They never charged me. It was, they just seen that there was a young guy who had a lot of passion and a lot of heart for the wrestling business, and they want to pass it on. And now I feel it's my duty to be able to pass it on to these younger wrestlers. You know, for anybody that has the passion that wants to learn, I'll spend time with them. You know, I'll take all the time in the world to teach these younger guys, because that's the only way wrestling gets better. Mm-hmm. And I want these guys to be able to have a positive influence in their communities. So that's something else that I teach them, not just the wrestling. So, you know, it's a big part to be able to pass it down from generation to generation.
But I think too, Mike, we've spoken about this before, but the power of connection and you using your impact for good in your career, in your wrestling and all that sort of stuff, and taking the time to actually talk to someone, believe in them, see their potential, regardless of kind of where they're at that time. It's something that you do. And I know you'll continue to do that for always, right?
Always. You know, it's simple time. Time is something that is the easiest thing in the world to give, right? And to sit down and have conversations with people, you know, when somebody's coming to you, people don't like to ask for help. People don't like to be able to be vulnerable like that. So if somebody has mustered up the courage to be able to do that in whatever walk of life, the least you can do is be able to give somebody your attention and your time.
And you're listening.
Hype up the show one more time, man. It's tonight. It's going to be a hot one.
Huge show tonight, 7 o'clock at the Eastlink Center. Huge card. Like I said, we have the best talent in the country. And Chris Cook versus Chris Charters, it's been brewing for a year now. They finally have their one-on-one heavyweight title match tonight. We have Ethan Knight taking on Montague's own Bradford Gillis, Bradford Montague, for the light heavyweight title. Lincoln Steen is on the card. Kirk Obey. We have all kinds of huge talent. Voorhees. If Voorhees has somehow become a fan favorite.
Yeah. Oh,
a
yeah.
Giant
for sure.
Man in a mask that, you know.
Oh, that's never been done before.
so he's just, the kids absolutely love Voorhees. When awesome. You think somebody named Voorhees in our generation, people were running from. So.
Yeah, true enough. Yeah. Well, they should still be.
But it's going to be a huge show tonight. Don't miss it at the Eastlink Center. Again, you can get tickets at the door, and until noon today you can get tickets at Finley's, the Factory, or Totally Taco in Montague.
All right, you're a heck of a guy. Always love when I see you. I need to see you more, and we'll make that happen. Best of luck tonight. I know it's going to be a great show.
Thanks so much, everybody, for having me here. It's been fantastic.
Thanks, Mike.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott,
the quicker picker-upper.